We have been waiting for the Presidential Task Team on Military Veterans, chaired by Deputy President David Mabuza, to hold a media briefing today to update us on what went down last night at St. George's. So we saw that 56 people belonging to the Liberation Struggle War veterans were arrested last night after they held the ministers Thandi Modise and Mondi Gungubele, along with Thabang Makwetla, the deputy minister, hostage for over 3 hours. So let's take you straight to that press conference. Speaking at the moment is the minister in the presidency, and have a listen to what Mondi Gungubele is saying.
Interventions by the president to involve premiers in coordinating government programs will go a long way in our view in coordinating efforts to support this aspect. On the contentious issue of decent housing raised by military veterans, delivery of housing and rescue of distressed mortgages is ongoing under the current legislative and regulatory provisions. The DMV has noted the matter of dealing with mortgage bonds above the department threshold. The issue is addressed in the draft amendment bill. The DMV will comply with the policy of human settlement through the memorandum of agreement review process, which is currently advanced. A panel of verification has been established, chaired by Major General Mashwala. To date, a total number of processed applications as at September 2021 stand at 2,152. The process of verification has not been without challenges, as a significant number of applicants have not presented themselves for verification. The contact information they have left with the verification team has not enabled the secretariat to contact them. We take the opportunity of reminding all those who have submitted applications for verification to conduct the verification workstream via the DMV for the dates of their verification sessions. Under heritage and memorialization, ongoing engagements are being held with the Department of Arts and Culture and its agencies such as SARA, National Heritage Council, and Freedom Park. A memorandum of understanding will be put in place between the two departments. We also report that the Matola Raid Memorial Site in Mozambique, SOMAFCO in Tanzania, and Gwakeka in Uganda have already been established. In conclusion, ladies and gentlemen, over and above, the Deputy President has undertaken provincial visits to meet with the Provincial Military Veterans Association and provincial governments to assess some of the projects, the last of which was in Limpopo Province in June 2021. The engagement between government and the military associations have thus far been productive and cordial, even though discussions have been difficult. Therefore, in our view, there was no reason for this group to act in an unlawful manner as it transpired last night.
So that's the minister in the presidency, Mondi Gungubele, addressing what happened last night. So let's give you some context now. The war veterans had been protesting against government's failure to pay them reparations. So they were in this meeting with the Minister of Defence and Military Veterans, Thandi Modise, and the Deputy Minister of Defence, Thabang Makwetla, and Mondi Gungubele as well, when they closed the doors and said, well, you're not leaving. And there was a bit of a standoff for a few hours. We then saw that the police special task force came in and had to release them, and 56 people were arrested. Now, Veronica Mahaudi, Eyewitness News reporter, was there last night, so she can give us a first-hand account of what happened. Veronica, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time on the Midday Report today. So, talk us through the events of last night. Just briefly, describe what happened, what was the atmosphere, and how did it all go down?
Well, Mandy, of course, when Eyewitness News arrived at St. George's Hotel in Pretoria, the hostage situation was indeed still active heavy police presence, of course, blocking every entrance and exit of that hotel and conference venue. We saw, of course, several vehicles belonging to the task force coming in, military police, as well as ambulances. And, of course, by the time Eyewitness News had access inside the venue where these military veterans were holding the ministers and the deputy minister hostage, we were getting videos, leaked videos and images from inside, seeing how the situation, of course, played out, seeing tensions running high between the military veterans and the minister after, of course, their grievances, they believe, were not being addressed. We then, of course, suddenly saw them, the police, finally inside that venue, taking control of the situation. Of course, while we were on the ground, police, they were very tight-lipped, essentially about the safety of the ministers and their well-being, while also not really disclosing if people had been injured. Mandy, we know, of course, that during the active hostage situation, there was, of course, a lot of need for security personnel to be in and around the center. And this was also an issue for some of the guests that were staying at the hotel. Many of them told to stay in their rooms. Others were even blocked from coming inside of the hotel and conference venue, Mandy. Mm.
And Veronica, what is at the heart of the grievances of the war veterans?
Well, Mandy, what we are, of course, getting and seeing from just some of the grievances that the military veterans earlier this week, when they, of course, staged a in mentioned in regards to the plight that military veterans in this country have been crying for, saying that they essentially have not been recognized for liberating South Africa and, of course, their contribution to the liberation movement and the liberation struggle. A big one coming out from their demands is demand for 4 million rand each. But, of course, Mandy, we know that this briefing currently well, tough questions really need to be asked. And that, of course, will include the circumstances that led to this, why the meeting was taking place at a private hotel. And, you know, just to stress, Mandy, that this is the Minister of Defense, part of the security cluster. And
Veronica, we are losing that line there, unfortunately. Veronica Makgaudi, Eyewitness News reporter. She was there last night speaking to us about what happened there. And those important questions, we are seeing journalists asking questions now of the minister in the presidency, also the defense minister. Why was this meeting taking place at a private hotel? While that's happening, we do have Pule Mabe, the ANC spokesperson, on the line to discuss this. Pule, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time today. You've said that this should not be described as a crisis. How would you describe it then?
Well, a good day and a good day to your listeners. Of course, from what we understand and the reports that we have been receiving on various media platforms is that the law enforcement agencies are seized with the matter.
Pule, can you hear us? We're just struggling with your line there. Okay, Pule Mabe, unfortunately, has dropped the line there. I think there's just a problem with connectivity. We'll try and get him back on. But there have been some interesting questions posed already at this press conference and interesting views being put forward on social media. Barney Mtomboti, the former Financial Mail editor, saying, why were ministers meeting at a private army in a hotel? And then Ferial Hafaji saying, you are spending 654 million rand on military vets this year and benefits, including cash, houses, bursaries, memorialization, and medical care. There is a whole department of military veterans. Why is there a whole department of military veterans? Well, Pule Mabe, back with us. Pule, let's try that again. You have said that this is not a crisis. You were saying, how should it be described?
Well, because it's a matter that is now being attended to by law enforcement agencies, they should be given that kind of a space to attend to it and interact with the relevant ministries. We were just dealing with an issue that was being raised that the Lithuli House was captured on Tuesday, which was not factual. We have clarified that matter. We have interacted with these military vets who have organized themselves under the Liberation Struggle War Veterans, those of Azanla, an ex-combatant mission of ASAPO, as well as APLA of the PAC, and our very own from the ranks of Mkhonto we Sizwe. We in the ANC have been leading a process of making sure that we can unify all ex-combatants who had previously organized themselves under MK Council as well as the MKMVA. And we are beginning to see some positive signs. Were disrupted by COVID early last year, would have had that kind of a unification conference.
Okay.
There was supposed to have been a meeting between this liberation struggle law veterans and the deputy president. And they have now had to meet with the minister in the presidency, as well as the Minister of Military Veterans, including the deputy minister. From what we understand, there was a stalemate and the meeting could not proceed. The police had to intervene in the manner that they did. They are those military vets who are now in custody. It is only fair that we allow law enforcement agencies to peer in and attend to the matter. The message you must drive out there is that our people must use appropriate platforms to be able to raise their own concerns. There is a task team set up by the president, which is led by the deputy president, which is concerned about the welfare and plight of military vets, including finalizing a database to make sure that in terms of the distribution of benefits to military vets, it is those that really come from the camps and had made a contribution in fighting for freedom. So if you do not do that, you are likely to be stuck with people whose credentials are questionable.
Okay. Pule, we're going to leave it there. Thank you very much, Pule Mabe, the ANC spokesperson, just giving his views, or the views of the ANC, really, on what happened last night. He's been clear, saying that this is not a crisis. I do want to take you back to this press conference, because Mondli Gungubele, the minister in the presidency, is now answering questions from journalists. Let's have a listen in there.
If it was to establish a government through which, in a broader sense, on day-to-day, they interact with society, we think it is not fair to expect the president to be everywhere, wherever he is wanted, because he has put together a machinery through which he interacts with people, and we think that with that machinery last night. But military veterans were not prepared to accept that. We then agreed that it's them then who said they could not proceed with us. We accepted that. You want me to repeat what I said on the video?
No.
So as we were proceeding to the door, we realized that the doors were being locked. And we realized that, yeah, it's no longer as exciting as it started. So I will be unfair to say they beat us. No. We were there against our will, but it was not a violent, what to call, sort of stay. Maybe that's how far I would want to take. Maybe Minister of Defense will actually...
So just to let you know what's happening, Mondli Gungubele now handing over to the Minister of Defense, Thandi Modise, to answer some questions.
There's actually nothing to add. Minister Gungubele dealt with all the questions. But there is the question where you asked us whether two ministers and a deputy minister are being held hostage says anything to the country about the state of security. I think it demonstrates that South Africa is not a security-heavy state, that ministers still trust fellow citizens to sit around with them. It also demonstrates that we will go to any instance to hear concerns about any citizen, whether they are liberation veterans or ordinary citizens, to listen to the concerns that they put us. This meeting was not planned as such. We went there because the presidential task team invited us to go, because the matter was there. It is also true that we were aware that this particular grouping had started at Lutuli House. And when I was told as Minister of Defense and Veterans Affairs, my indication was that, in fact, I would like to have a meeting with the group at the department, because all their matters belong there. And therefore, it can't be that we were avoiding. It is also a fact that military veterans department specifically was established to ensure that no South African military vet is actually treated like or finds themselves in subhuman, and you know, we deliberate action must be taken to ensure that we respect the contribution people made to take this country to where it is. And therefore I was prepared to have a meeting, and I am still waiting to have a meeting with the military vets, the recognized one, and this particular one, which I'm still waiting to see if they will reapply, as they have been asked 3 times already to reapply, so that they can get recognition from the minister. So I am sure that people will think about a state is weak, because no, I don't think we should go there. We should say that we are very proud as South Africa to engage, to sit amongst our communities and amongst our military vets without thinking they would kill us. We should also take it further, Minister Gungubele, to say, in fact, at some point they were singing liberation songs, and some of us joined in, because they were our songs too. Therefore, we did not feel that our lives were in danger. We were unhappy about being refused to leave when the meeting clearly had aborted. We do not think that any citizen, whether they had volunteered to fight for the liberation of this country, has any right to interfere with any individual, whether that individual is a minister or an ordinary citizen's right to sit or to walk or to do whatever. That is the crux of what we are taking issue with here. Every citizen, every South African has the right to sit, to walk where they want, and therefore no legitimate demand of any citizen gives that citizen the right to deprive the other citizens. That is what yesterday was all about. Not that we don't recognize that there are challenges, not that we are not willing to relook at what has happened. I am upfront in saying that with the amounts of resources poured into the Department of Military Veterans, our military veterans should be better off than they are now. And therefore, I intend to do an investigation to find out where the resources have gone, why the lives of the veterans have not improved, why they are not in the houses that the state has gone all out to build, why they do not have access to all the clinics and hospitals in this country as they should have, and why, if we have said they have education benefit, they and their children, school fees were not paid. Those are the issues which we think we are taking away, and that which we think we will be investigating. And
some important comments being made there by the Minister of Defence and War Veterans, Thandi Modise, responding to some of the questions. And the suggestion that has been said that this is yet another demonstration of the ineptitude of South Africa's state security. So what do you think about what she has had to say? Do you get the sense that they're downplaying this hostage situation now? They're saying it was not violent. We were there against our will, but it wasn't violent. Send us a WhatsApp voice note. Let me know what you have to say about those comments from Monli Gungubele and from Thandi Modise.